you guys. Bad Gal Bree here. For any new listeners that happen to stumble across this podcast, welcome. Thank you for joining us today. And for my returning listeners from my previous podcast, welcome back, you guys. Thank you all so much for the love and support that you've given me on this new journey. If you don't know already, my name is Brittany, and you're listening to Bad Gal Bree, Unfiltered and Unpopular Opinions, episode number 8. So this past week was pretty hectic for me with school and homework and stuff of that nature. I'm just so over school at this point. Like, can all the universities in this country just give every student a passing grade and just wait until this virus goes away, until we can actually resume school when it's back to normal? Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I get it. Like, we have to have school to some degree, but this whole going back in person and this and that, like, I'm just over it. Like, I'm tired of school in person. I just want online school. And if I do have to go to school in person, please make it mandatory for everyone to wear a mask. Because, like, I be going to my classes and then there's some people that don't wear a mask, and I'm like, are y'all forgetting we're in the middle of a pandemic? You, like, y'all must have forgotten, because clearly y'all have dropped on your head somewhere, or you have amnesia. You got amnesia and you forgot that we're in a pandemic, and you're like, let me just show up in the middle of a pandemic without a mask. Like, are you dumb or stupid? Choose your fighter. But anyway, I'm over this week, and if you feel that I'm being drained of this episode, like if I'm acting tired and whatnot, it's because I am. I'm tired, but I'm going to put all my effort in to give y'all this quality content, so yeah. For today's unpopular opinion, it says, making an OnlyFans isn't an achievement. It's basically a form of human trafficking. And I couldn't have agreed more. And tell us how you really feel, because I agree that there's some people that get on that app or that platform and they do heinous pornographic things, and it's disgusting because human trafficking is at an all-time high and people turn a blind eye to it. But they'll be so quick to go subscribe to someone's OnlyFans. Like, make it make sense. You want to see someone lay it low and spread it wide, but you can't spread awareness for someone that's being kidnapped and forced into sexual slavery? I'm confused. But hey, it is what it is, and if y'all want to hear what I think about this, stay tuned. But before we dive into today's topic, I'm just going to give a very quick and brief disclaimer. The unpopular opinions that I come and discuss on this platform are not my own. They are from my audience. They want me to discuss it, and I feel obligated to do such because I am providing the service. I am giving them content that they want to hear. I may agree or disagree with the unpopular opinions, but at the end of the day, it's my platform. It's my commentary. It's my podcast. If you feel offended by the things I may say, please leave now and forever hold your peace, because I'm not going to hold back on this platform. You know, like, it's definitely something that I want to do, and if I feel a certain way about it, I'm going to give my opinion on it. So this is just for the people that want to come for me and come for my neck and, you know, just want to, like, come for me without a way home and, like, no legitimate reason. I am going to give y'all fair warning. This platform will have triggering content, and if you do not like it, please leave now and forever hold your peace. And yeah, now y'all already know the deal. I definitely have to give my personal opinion on this, and I agree. Obviously, making an OnlyFans equates to human trafficking, in my opinion. Obviously, people can disagree with me, but for the sake of this platform, I disagree at the fact that people think that having an OnlyFans is okay and it's not human trafficking. And that's a lie, because an OnlyFans is a subscription service that you have to pay for to see certain things such as pornographic content. Human trafficking is when people are sold into sexual slavery and are forced to do sexual things and get paid for it. So either way, you're paying for pornographic content and obviously both things are heinous activity that I'm not going to condemn at any point in time. And I agree that having an OnlyFans is human trafficking. So if you want to hear what I think about this, enjoy the rest of my commentary. The first reason why making an OnlyFans is human trafficking is because you're paying someone else to provide you a service of pornographic content. Now, for people who don't know what an OnlyFans is, it's a subscription-based service that you can pay people to see certain things, not just porn, but for the sake of this episode, it's going to be about porn. And people subscribe to porn channels for a certain fee each month. So whether it's $5, $16, $20, you're paying to see someone else do porn. And with human trafficking, you're paying that person to provide you with sexual services. And I don't think either of them is okay. Like, I genuinely don't understand why some people want to pay someone to do sexual services when you have your own God-given fingers to, you know, get the job done. But hey, who am I to judge what people like? I personally wouldn't indulge in this because I don't respect sex workers or prostitution or human trafficking at all. And yeah, I don't like it. I just don't. I just don't like the fact that there are people out there selling their bodies and what's inside them for money. Like, there's so many other things you could do with your life, but you want to sell your body and lay it low and spread it wide for a dollar bill with a slave master in front of it? Okay, sure. Yeah, that's what we're doing in 2020, but hey, it is what it is. I said what I said, and yeah. The second reason why making an OnlyFans is human trafficking is because you're putting yourself out there for the world to see you bare and embracing your naked self. Now, I get it, there are people that are comfortable in their own skin that do OnlyFans, and that's fine by you, but for the people that are in human trafficking that are forced to show their bodies and sell their bodies for what's inside them and perform sexual acts, they don't have that luxury. They have to do shit for their pimps and the people that are prostituting them and telling them to go out and do sex work and stuff like that. So the fact that there are some people out there just getting on OnlyFans and posting nudes and posting sexual videos as if it's like some sort of hobby, when there are people out there being forced to do that and against their own will, I might add, isn't okay. I really don't know why people are so vocal about making an OnlyFans, but so mute when it comes to standing up for human trafficking. Like, it's a serious issue, and it happens now more than ever, and it's not okay. I can personally, like, feel the pain of human traffickers because I was about to, like, go out of the country with my parents one time, and they thought that my parents were going to traffic me out the country, which was false. And so we had to go through this whole process of proving that my parents were my parents. But the people that actually are human trafficked out of the country don't have that luxury. They don't have people stopping them saying, okay, are these your real parents? Some people are like, yeah, this is my niece, this is my nephew or whatever, and they get forced into slavery. So while you're out here just spreading it low and laying it wide and getting money off of it, there are people out there that are actually forced to do this and they don't have a say in it. So next time you think about posting that little nude or that video of you squirting or fapping and whatnot, think about the people that have to do that and are forced to do it. Yeah, it'll definitely get you thinking. The third reason why making an OnlyFans is human trafficking is because it's basically sex work. Like, if you haven't realized, everyone that says, oh, I made an OnlyFans, they're promoting sexual slavery and sex work and stuff like that. Like, I've never heard of anyone say, yeah, I made an OnlyFans so you guys can see my crocheting or my knitting or me playing guitar and whatnot. Like, every time I hear the word OnlyFans, it's associated with sexual slavery or sex work. And that's not cute. That shit ain't cute, and I don't fucking like it. And at the end of the day, people are over here promoting sex work and stuff on a platform when there's people out there, and I've said this before multiple times, being forced to do it. And granted, they're getting paid, but they're getting paid for something that they don't even want to do in the first place. They're getting paid to perform sexual acts on someone. They're getting paid to get other people to do sexual acts with them. So, in other words, while there are people out there actually being enslaved to people promoting them to do sex and stuff like that, there are people out here that are just getting on an app and posting sexual content for a fee every month. And it's just like, where do your morals lie? You'd rather like strip down naked and show the whole world on an app when in reality there are people out here that are forced, and I'm gonna use this word a lot, to do that, and they're not even getting paid, or sometimes they have to do it because if they don't do it, they'll get killed. So you're over here getting paid to do sex work when there are other people forced to do that, and they'll end up losing their life for it. Yeah, that shit don't sit right with me. And for me, people that like do sex work and prostitution, like, you're gonna gain the whole world, but you're gonna lose your soul while doing it. You're gonna be indulged in the things of this life and be caught up in it and get lost in the sauce. And that's all I really have to say. And it just doesn't sit right with me how there are people that willingly go into that industry and into that, like, entire lifestyle. It really doesn't make any sense, and that shit doesn't sit with me. It boggles my fucking mind, like, even thinking about it, how people just willfully walk into sex slavery. Like, there's not people being forced into that and being held at gunpoint and knife point to do sex slavery. People are gonna be losing their lives if they don't do that. So for you to just walk in there freely and act as if like you don't know the ins and out of it is really ignorant and shows how fucking naive you really are if you really want to be like a fucking sex slave or a prostitute or anything of that nature. But hey, it is what it is, and I can't do much about it. You have the right to do what you want to do, but as for me, I have common sense, and there's no fucking way I'm gonna become a prostitute. No fucking way. The fourth and final reason why making an OnlyFans is human trafficking is because it just is. Like, people out here are paying other people to see what they're providing. Like, I get it, like, there's other services like that, but not to the extremity that I've seen with OnlyFans. With OnlyFans, you get like access to premium content and stuff like that. And it's like, what kind of bum lifestyle do you have if you want to see someone lay it low, spread it wide, squirt, do whatever? And it just boggles my mind. Like, y'all really don't know that that's human trafficking. Like, y'all really don't know that that's sex work, and it's sad. It's sad because we live in a world where we can know the signs of what modern day sex slavery looks like, and people turn a blind eye to it. People are like, oh, that's not prostitution. Yeah, it is. You're technically paying that person to see them do sexual acts, which is prostitution. But hey, if you like it, I love it. Actually, no, I don't. I don't love it. I don't like anything of that nature. I can never understand why people want to just willfully go into that industry, but hey, it is what it is. There are some people that are sick and demented, and yeah, that's all I have to say. That's all I have to say. Some people are just sick if they think that there's no such thing as human trafficking, and if OnlyFans isn't human trafficking. Because it definitely is. All the things I just listed definitely point to human trafficking. And if you can't see that, then I'm sorry for you, boo-boo. You blind, and you're being willfully blind, and you need to open your eyes. So that's it for the end of this podcast episode, you guys. I hope you all enjoyed it. I know human trafficking is a very touchy subject that a lot of people don't like to touch on, but if you aren't going to spread awareness about how people are being sold into sexual slavery, I will. And how people are normalizing human trafficking by making OnlyFans accounts. And that's not okay. And it is what it is. I spoke my piece. It's your responsibility to do with it what you want. Thank you all so much for the love and support that you've given me along this journey. As always, new episodes are coming every Wednesday too. And yeah, my name is Brittany, and remember, bye, Gellarantings.